A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It's 31 degrees.
So far, so good. No crashes on our freeways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Your voice, your vote. 5 days until election week. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Hundreds of thousands of ballots have already been received in Utah, putting the Beehive State on track to shatter voter turnout records.
Your voice, your vote, 2020. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, Utah's voter turnout is on pace to meet or beat the 82% from the last presidential election. About 523,000 Utahns had returned their ballots in the latest posted count, and in a few hours that will jump again. Getting ballots in early means those county clerks can process and validate the ballots ahead of time. Then the votes are tabulated on election day. Most counties will not have voting machines on election day. It'll be that same paper ballot sent in the mail. So they're asking everybody to return that ballot either in the mail today or take it to a drop box soon. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, the United States Election Project says more than 71 million Americans have already cast their ballots. That's more than half of the total votes counted in 2016's general election. Early in-person voting accounts for about 23 million of those votes, while mail-in ballots make up the remaining roughly 47 million.
President Trump will be in three different battleground states today.
President Trump wakes up in the battleground state of Nevada today after spending the night at his hotel in Las Vegas. He travels to Arizona for two campaign rallies before flying to Florida to stay overnight there. The polling average in Arizona from 538, a polling analysis group, shows Joe Biden with a three-point advantage over President Trump. Karen Travers, ABC News. Washington.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City School Board considering whether to hold more in-person classes. School has been mostly online since March because of high coronavirus infections, but Dr. Adam Hirsch with Primary Children's Hospital says elementary schools in other places have reopened successfully.
Young children are entering school environments asymptomatic. And if our mitigation strategies are as good as we hope that they can be, transmission will be very rare.
Dr. Hirsch believes high schoolers hanging out without masks are have been the biggest problem.
According to the World Health Organization's latest weekly update, Europe saw a 37% increase in new deaths last week compared to the week prior. And a new British study suggests immunity to the virus may not last long. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Imran Ali explained what the researchers found.
It showed that on average, the antibodies lasted for about 4 to 5 months. Now, this is just looking at the IgG antibody, which is only one of the many antibodies you need to help fight off the virus.
The study also shows coronavirus patients tend to have lower levels of vitamin D, but doctors warn that people with lower levels of vitamin D are probably more likely to suffer from other medical conditions that make them more susceptible to COVID-19.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Firefighters are getting help from the weather and putting out the Range Fire, which has been burning in Orem for a week and a half. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest. John.
Yeah, Tim, the Range Fire broke out back on October 17th, so it has been just a little over a week and a half now that it's been burning in Orem. The good news is that officials say the blaze is 93% contained, and with about a half an inch of rain or snow, the fire could be considered 100% contained. They say the sharp drop in temperature and some precipitation over the weekend helped their cause. Now, if you remember, this fire started at the Orem Police Department gun range. It's been considered the largest fire in Orem modern history. Local officials say the only one that comes even close to it in terms of size happened back in 1996. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The full cost of the fire has also not yet been determined. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Normal temperatures for this time of year are right around 60 degrees. We'll be just a little below that today.
We'll be close to that average. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're actually warming up to 60, so some pleasant weather is coming your way. The warmer weather, timing out with a weekend. You got to love that, right?
Grant says we're not seeing any storms in the seven-day forecast. At trick-or-treat time on Saturday, temperatures should be in the mid-50s.
I'm Dave Cawley. investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.